Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we've been hosting this program for quite some time, and we're more than happy today to continue to host it, especially because we're going to be talking about New Zealand today for the second day.
I love our travel units. You know, you don't always get the chance to go to other countries, but when you can learn more about them through radio programs, TV shows, it seems like you've almost had a chance to visit yourself. We hope you'll feel that way after our program ends today. This is day two of New Zealand Kiwi culture. We've been talking about New Zealand and what the people there are like and what attractions it holds.A lot of travelers from all over the globe love to go to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. You know, about 10 years ago, I was considering going there myself, and I picked up an issue, a volume of Lonely Planet's travel survival kit for New Zealand, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got turned off to the idea of going to New Zealand, which doesn't mean I didn't like the idea of going there. It just sounded like it was more of a place geared for people who like the outdoors and not so much about people who like old buildings and old castles and things like that. You've got to go to Europe for something like that.
Oh, I think you'd love Europe. Yeah. I also love antiques and castles and really old buildings and history, but a lot of people out there, Tom, love to go to places where they can be outdoors and experience some of the outdoor sports. New Zealand has plenty to offer in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how it's kind of the youngest place on Earth. It was one of the last major landmasses to be discovered. We know the Maori were the first people to settle there, and since then, lots of people have been arriving, and many stay there permanently.
Yeah, and I understand a lot of people from Taiwan have immigrated there.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine from Taiwan actually had immigrated there. They bought a house, and they were going to retire there. But they just thought, ah, it's just too boring here. It's nice and clean, it's safe and everything, but nothing's really happening here. So they're living back here in Taipei now for a little more excitement. But we'll talk about traveling to New Zealand, which I think is probably advisable for people from Taiwan to do if they get bored living there. You can at least travel there, and we'll talk about that today. And we'll talk specifically about outdoor activities if that's your cup of tea. Well, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson, then we'll discuss it. If you're traveling to New Zealand, it's important to recognize the contrast between the two main landmasses that comprise the country. The North Island is known for interesting volcanic activities and its marvelous hot springs, while the South Island is famous for glaciers, lakes, and small towns that appeal to tourists. One town with plenty to offer is Queenstown. Some people even refer to it as the adventure capital of the world.Thrill-seekers can enjoy adrenaline-pumping activities like skydiving, bungee jumping, or white water rafting. Or if you prefer to take in the scenery, try a helicopter ride. Some of the breathtaking mountain and forest views may look familiar, as they were used as the backdrop for the Lord of the Rings film trilogy. If catching a glimpse of the majestic mountains isn't enough for you,There is always the option of climbing Mount Cook. At 3,754 meters high, it's the largest mountain in the country. In 1948, the famed climber Sir Edmund Hillary used Mount Cook as a training ground before he became the first person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. For some rest and relaxation, head to Rotorua, a hotbed of geothermal activity.It was nicknamed Sulphur City due to the heavy deposits of sulfur located there. Tourists can soak their feet in hot pools or explore geysers, bubbling mud pools, or Te Waira, a village that was buried in 1886 by a volcanic eruption. Whether you're searching for adventure, cultural splendor, or unparalleled natural beauty, New Zealand is certain to have something to offer.
Now, if you are planning to travel to New Zealand, it's important to recognize the contrast between the two main land masses that comprise or make up the country. So there are two main land masses. There's the North Island and the South Island. Now, the North Island's known for interesting volcanic activities. We've got some volcanoes nearby Taiwan, too, so we've got some of what they have. They've got some marvelous hot springs. Hey, Taiwan does as well, so this might be a popular thing for people from Taiwan to go see. If something's marvelous, it's great. It's extremely good. It's impressive. It's just a terrific, wonderful place to go, and they are marvelous hot springs.Because we all know that you need volcanic activity to produce hot springs.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like Yellowstone National Park in the USA, but this is down in New Zealand.
Yep.
I'm sure it's very unique. But the South Island is famous for glaciers, lakes, and small towns that appeal to tourists. So if you're not really into volcanic sorts of things, you can go to the South Island because they've got glaciers there.Which are big pieces of ice in mountains, usually. And they've also got lakes there, and they've got small towns that are very quaint and quiet, and they appeal to tourists. So people would go there to check these things out. I think also on the South Island is some town that's considered the darkest place on the earth.It's a good place to look at the stars because it's so dark around there.
Oh, now that would appeal to me. I miss seeing the stars. I've told you before, Tom, I just don't see any stars from my apartment. Of course, I live on Heping Donlu where it's very bright. But I miss the stars. You know, when I was growing up, you could still see the stars from my house. But if you took a drive out to the desert at night, it was beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. You can even see the galaxy out there in the desert.
Got to get away from people in the cities, though.
Right. You might be able to see some decent stars in Nanto here in Taiwan.
Yep.
But in New Zealand, of course, it's a great place for that.
Lovely.
As well as enjoying glaciers and lakes and stuff.Like that. Now, one town with plenty to offer is a place called Queenstown. And some people even refer to Queenstown as the adventure capital of the world. Okay, so people here in Taiwan, of course, have a lot of people who enjoy adventure. So if you're a thrill seeker, if you like thrills or things that really get you pumped up with adrenaline, well, this might be the place for you. I just mentioned adrenaline. That's a hormone that your body releases when you're kind of in a dangerous situation, okay? It helps you deal with fear. So if you're up really high in a mountain looking over a cliff, you might get scared and some adrenaline might start flowing through your blood vessels and it might make you really excited. Some people get addicted to that and they love thrills and the mountain climbing and stuff like that can give you a lot of adrenaline.
Well, it makes you feel good. Now, you can have adrenaline start pumping through your body when you're afraid or angry or excited. Of course, the thrill seekers are looking to get excited, not afraid or angry. It just makes your heart beat faster. It helps you move more quickly. It's a way our body produces this chemical to protect us in case we're in danger. We can run faster and get away from the bad guy, I guess. Well, they want to have adrenaline pumping activities in their lives.Like skydiving, jumping out of a plane with a parachute and hoping you land somewhere and don't break your legs. Or worse, have your parachute not open.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're a goner at that point.
Well, at least it would happen fast.
Yeah, that's true. Bungee jumping is where you tie a very stretchy elastic band to your heels and then jump from a very high place and just go up and down. It's kind of like you're on an elastic band.
Exactly.
Crazy.
That can produce adrenaline.Or maybe white water rafting. White water, of course, is what happens in a river that has lots of rocks in it. So I guess you can do white water rafting down at Xiogulan Si here in Taiwan, down in Hualien County.
That's fun.
That is fun, but also you can do it here in New Zealand. A raft is a kind of boat that floats in a river. It's usually filled with air, and you sit inside of it. It's different from, say, a rowboat or a canoe.
Those would break when they hit the rocks.
A raft doesn't have to be only inflatable, too. It can be flat like a boat with a bunch of sticks tied together and it's flat on the water. That's also referred to as a raft.
It sure is. But maybe you're someone who prefers to take in the scenery. When you take something in, you experience it. You kind of absorb it. We use take in lots of different ways. First of all, you can take in something by understanding it and remembering new facts and information. If you're sitting in class and your teacher is teaching you something you've never heard of before, you're probably busy busy taking it in or absorbing as much as you can. You might want to take in a movie, take in a play, take in a show. You go and see it. Here, we're taking in scenery. You're enjoying what you're seeing in front of you. If you like to do that, you might try taking a helicopter ride.
Ooh.
Yeah, the helicopter, of course, is the aircraft that has the metal blades on top that turn around very quickly, and it goes up and down. Of course, helicopters crash more frequently than airplanes, too.
Ooh, right. I think I remember a celebrity from Taiwan died in a helicopter crash.
Oh, that's sad.
In Hawaii many years ago. Maybe some of you know who it was. But in any case, if you're not afraid of that sort of thing, yeah, you can take a helicopter ride. I think they say helicopter in British English. And some of the breathtaking mountain and forest views that you may get from a helicopter or an airplane may look familiar. You may have seen them before because they were used as the backdrop for the Lord of the Rings film trilogy. And here, backdrop can also mean the background. They were filmed in New Zealand, and they put these different things using special effects in front of them and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you've seen those mountains before, well, that's because they're in New Zealand. They will look familiar to you.
Oh, yeah. I did want to mention, too, Tom, because I know a lot of our listeners watch American TV programs over here in Taiwan. A lot of times they won't call it a helicopter. They call it a chopper.
Right, especially in like war movies
or something. Oh, yeah, a chopper. Get into the chopper and take a ride. Yeah, if you've seen Lord of the Rings, you've probably seen a lot of the breathtaking scenery that New Zealand has to offer. I remember the director, I think his name's Peter Jackson.
Yep.
He was very proud to shoot the film there. He just thought it was some of the most beautiful land on the planet Earth.
Well, is he from there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from there, so he's proud of his homeland.
Of course.
So he thought, hey, let's promote my homeland by putting those mountains in my movies. And a trilogy here is just a three of something, usually in book form or movie form.
The Star Wars trilogy.
Right, or the Back to the Future trilogy. There are three of those movies starring Michael J. Fox. And, of course, the Lord of the Rings had three movies. What was it? The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and The Return of the King, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I wasn't really into The Lord of the Rings, I'll be honest.
I read the first one, and then I kind of lost interest because I'm not a great fiction reader. I like nonfiction.
I know, I do too. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要继续看一下纽西兰它的观光，还有它有名的刺激的活动。好，首先告诉你，假如说你打算到纽西兰来玩，要了解纽西兰两个主要岛屿之间的差异，这一点是很重要的。好，这边有一字 comprise 就是组合成，所以当你说 A comprises B 就是 A 组合成 B。 那我们知道纽西兰它有南北两岛，这两块大陆这之间的地理差异非常的大，所以它说到北岛呢，它是有壮观的火山volcanic activities，有火山活动。而在南岛呢，南岛主要是冰河地形，所以它用到了这个字 glaciers。 还有它这边还有很多的湖泊以及迷人的小镇，这些呢都吸引着观光客。好，注意到另外一个偏语 appeal to， 后面这个 to 是介系词，后面加名词就表示吸引谁的注意。我们继续来看第二段，下面这一段呢他就说了，他说这里啊有一个很有魅力的小镇，大家都听过，叫 Queenstown， 就是皇后镇。那在这个 Queenstown 这里呢可以做什么？他说到因为它是一个全球探险的首都，所以如果你打算探险，喜欢刺激，那就到这儿来。提到了 thrill seekers， thrill 就是刺激，Seeker 是寻求的人，所以如果你是喜欢追求刺激感的人，你到这儿来一定可以从事很多很刺激的活动。他修饰这种活动，他说是 adrenaline pumping activities。 Adrenaline 是我们人体里面的肾上腺激素，它会让你的肾上腺激素啊急速增加。那这样子的让你感到刺激的活动有哪些呢？他这边提到了 skydiving， 那就是跳伞，还有 bungee jumping， 高空弹跳，还有 whitewater rafting， 那就是泛舟。如果说你是比较喜欢欣赏风景的人，不喜欢太刺激的人，那他告诉你，你可以去搭直升机来游览。这边另外有一个片语 take in. Take in 后面加名词，在这里的解释呢，就是表示欣赏风景。那这边告诉你，这里有非常漂亮的山林美景。这些山林美景呢，也许会让你觉得好像似曾相识。原来，如果你有看过电影《The Lord of the Rings》，也就是《魔戒》，《魔戒》它有三部，所以我们说它是一个三部曲。这个字是 trilogy。好，看过《魔戒》这个电影的话，你大概会觉得这里看起来，诶，似曾相识。理由就是，《魔戒》这部电影就是以纽西兰的山林美景来作为它的 backdrop， 就是背景。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. Now, New Zealand has plenty of mountains for people to enjoy. And if catching a glimpse of the majestic mountains isn't enough for you, if that doesn't suit your fancy, well, there's always the option of climbing a mountain like Mount Cook.Option means choice, so yeah, if you look at the mountains, that's one thing, but if you go hiking in them and climb those mountains, it's another. And I know there are certainly lots of mountain climbers here in Taiwan. A number of them have reached the summit of the tallest mountains in the world, and maybe you'd be interested in climbing Mount Cook there. It's the tallest mountain in New Zealand.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not really into that myself.
No, one of my best friends, she went to Nepal to try to climb the mountain there. It's crazy, and it's dangerous, and it's cold.
Right, but some people like that challenge. They can say, I did that, so my life has meaning now.
I conquered the mountain.
Right, but some people in Taiwan may be interested in doing this.
Yeah?
Mount Cook, again, is the biggest and largest and tallest mountain in New Zealand, and back in 1948, after World War II, the famed climber Sir Edmund Hillary used Mount Cook as a training ground before he became the first person to reach the summit or the top of Mount Everest, which, of course, is the tallest mountain in the world on the border between Tibet and Nepal.
Mm-hmm. If you're famed, you're famous for something. I don't know about you guys, but I love to watch the show Top Chef. Mm-hmm. It's broadcast over here, and they had a famed chef named Susser Lee from Hong Kong competing. He was very fun to watch. Or I could say you're famed for something. Lady Gaga is famed for her crazy wigs and clothes.
Is her music any good, though?
It depends on what you like, Tom.
I don't know if I've heard it before.
She's
heard
a little
of her,
crazy.
But...
I wouldn't play her music for little kids.
Okay, so it's probably got some dirty words in there.
Yes,
huh?
It does.
Okay, watch out for that. But in any case, Sir Edmund Hillary was a very famous Kiwi, and I think he actually died fairly recently. He actually died maybe just a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And he needed to train himself, so he did so on Mount Cook. So, hey, you might be inspired by climbing Mount Cook yourself in your attempt to eventually climb Mount Everest.
We'll leave that to others, I think.
I think I'll just be happy looking at Mount Cook or maybe just pictures of it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be for me. I'd be complaining after the first couple of steps. Well, for some rest and relaxation, you might want to head to Rotorua. It's a hotbed of geothermal activity. Places where there's a lot of volcanic activity, you could say. Geothermal means relating to or coming from the heat inside the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's a hotbed of activity. You could use hotbed of activity to describe other things beyond science. You could talk about it's a hotbed of dance activity. It's a hotbed of fashion. It's a hotbed of whatever activity. It's where a lot of people are going. It's the cool place to be.
That's right. Now, Rotorua is also nicknamed Sulphur City. So nickname is just kind of a name that people give it informally. It's not formally accepted as the name. Like Las Vegas is nicknamed Sin City. Because
or Lost Wages.
Lost Wages. Or New York is the Big Apple. Mm-hmm. Chicago is the Windy City, etc., etc. Hong Kong is the Pearl of the East. And here, Rotorua is nicknamed Sulphur City.
Sulphur. So it stinks?
I guess, if you've ever been up to Yangmingshan here in Taipei, they've got sulfur there too,、
Yuck.
So it smells like that. It's kind of a yellow chemical, and there are heavy deposits of sulfur located there. A deposit just means there's a lot of that thing in the ground there. So I think Canada, for example, has lots of deposits of uranium and other kinds of minerals. Here, I'm not sure exactly what they have for deposits, but in Rotorua there, they've got lots of sulfur.
Yeah, when I was growing up, my dad would take us hiking out in the desert. There were some mountains out there that were said to have had large deposits of gold in the hills.
Ooh, so we like that.
We would go gold hunting, so it was fun growing up. We could pretend, at least. My dad said there was gold, so we believed him.
Well, now that you mentioned gold, I think there are still some deposits of gold in Jingguasha, right?
Wow, cool.
But the residents there don't let people develop it because they like the place just the way it is.
I don't blame them. Well, if you do go there, you can soak your feet in hot pools or explore geysers. A geyser is the natural spring that sends hot water and steam suddenly shooting up into the air. Tom mentioned Yellowstone National Park, which is located in the U.S. There's a huge geyser there that you can see called Old Faithful. And I think it erupts every 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, if I am correct there.
Something like
that.
Yeah. They've got them in Iceland, I believe, too.
Kind of cool to see water shooting up from the ground. It's not very sweet-smelling, though. It stinks.
Uh-huh. They've also got bubbling mud pools there. Mud, of course, is a dirt that's wet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get mud when it rains. You don't want to play soccer on a field because it's all full of mud. And this is bubbling, so I guess it's hot mud and bubbles are coming up through it.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty cool to watch and listen to.
Now, if you soak in something, it means you put your item or even your feet in water for a long time and you just leave them there.
Or you can soak dishes in water to help wash them later.
Yeah, I soak my pans in water before I wash them, and then whatever's inside the pan comes off more easily. I also will soak my clothes before I wash them if there's a stain or some sort of mark on them. That helps too.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can soak your feet in hot pools, and I bet that helps some really achy feet feel much better.
Yeah, I'd like to soak my feet in hot water with the ginger in it. Somebody said that helps with the blood circulation in your feet.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know people use Epsom salt
to
soak their feet in. But
Epsom, isn't that a printer or something?
No, Epsom.
Epsom. Oh, I just didn't spell an M and not an N at the end
there. Old people do that. Of course, I think ginger sounds more refreshing. I'll have to try that.
You might be able to eat it afterwards, too.
There's also a village that was buried in 1886 that people like to go see. That might be kind of cool.
Right. Yeah. It was buried by a volcanic eruption back in 1886. That wasn't too long ago.
Scary.
So maybe that volcano might erupt again someday. You never know. Well, let's wrap it up here. Whether you're searching for adventure, cultural splendor, or unparalleled natural beauty, New Zealand is certain to have something to offer. Here we have unparalleled, which could mean unmatched, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Other places in the world can't match New Zealand in terms of natural beauty, or at least it's unique to New Zealand. It's also interesting because it's in the southern hemisphere. If you're into stars, you can see different kinds of stars down there. The Southern Cross, for example.
Oh.
So, yeah, lots of things just can't match New Zealand in terms of culture, beauty, or whatever.
Another word you could use here for unparalleled would be incomparable.
Mm.
So it just can't be compared to anything else because it's bigger, better than anything else. So it sounds like it's really a lovely place to visit, especially if you're into natural scenic spots, and a lot of people are.
And you might be able to catch an All Blacks rugby match while you're down there. That would certainly be very exciting. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to give our Chinese teacher a chance to talk to you right now.
好，我们继续来看这个在纽西兰到底能做什么，能玩什么。如果说前面一段提到去欣赏它宏伟的风光，这样子还不够的话，诶，有一个选择，那他提到了你可以做什么。好，注意到选择这个字是 option， 这个选择就是去爬库克山 Mount Cook。 好，我们注意到 下面提到这个库克山的高度，他怎么说呢？他用了一个介系词 at。at 这个介系词、往往是一个精准的点，所以如果你谈东西的价钱，谈一个车子的速度，或者是谈钱币的汇率，或者是谈山的高度，你可以用介系词 at 然后加这个数字。所以他说到库克山有多高，3754公尺高，那这是纽西兰的最高峰。那提到了这座山之所以有名，后面有一个理由，就是因为在1948年的时候，当时有一个 famed climber， 我们知道 famed这个形容词当然是从 fame F-A-M-E 这个字来的，它等于 famous 等于 renowned， 我们这几个字还蛮常用的啊。好，那这个有名的登山者就是首位登上圣母峰的这位 Edmund Hillary。 Edmund Hillary 他当时呢，他在爬上圣母峰之前，就是把库克山当作他练习的场地。我们继续往下读下面这一段，他就告诉你爬了山要稍微休息一下，那我们去哪儿呢？告诉你另外一个有名的地方叫 Rotorua。 原来到这里它有很棒的地理地形，很特别，它有地热活动。地热活动用到了一个字 Geothermal。 Geothermal activity 指的是地热活动，意思就是说这里有温泉咯，它这里有间歇泉。我们看到他提到解释这个地名，他说他又被叫做 Sulphur City， 所谓硫磺之都，因为游客到这儿会发现有丰富的硫磺沉积物 deposit， 就代表沉积物。那这个硫磺的沉积物非常之多，而且你到这一来可以做什么？可以泡脚，放在那个温热的泉水里，或者是说你可以去看看它的间歇泉 geyser， 这个字代表间歇泉。好，此外还有bubbling mud pools， 那就是冒泡的泥地。还有一个地方叫 Tariro， 这个地方啊，它是在1886年的时候因为有火山爆发而被掩埋的地方，所以地理景观很特别，大家也可以到这里来玩。好咯，最后一段告诉你，不管你是喜欢刺激想要冒险，或者是你想要去一趟文化之旅，还是说好，最后这里提到Unparalleled natural beauty， 或者是这种无以比拟的自然美景，你希望是这样的一趟美景之旅也好，纽西兰肯定是让你满载而归的。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. We sincerely thank you from the bottom of our hearts for joining us. But we're not going to sincerely thank you if you go to New Zealand for your vacation, because we're Americans here. A Kiwi would have to thank you themselves.
Or we'd really thank you if you take us along with you on your trip to New Zealand.
Pay for our tickets, right. We certainly don't make enough money to pay for tickets like that. Airfares are pretty expensive these days. If you've got the money, hey, good for you, or good on you, as the Aussies say. Head down there and have the time of your life.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Goodbye.
Bye.